ever thought about my responsibilities?
Oh, Dick, what are you talking about?
Have you ever had a single moment's thought about my responsibilities? Have you ever thought for a single solitary moment about my responsibilities to my employers? Has it ever occurred to you that I have agreed to look after the Overlook Hotel until May the 1st? Does it matter to you at all that the owners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you? Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?
Stay away from me.
Why?
I just want to go back to my room.
Why?
Well, I'm very confused. I just need a chance to think things over.
You've had your whole f***ing life to think things over. What good's a few minutes more gonna do you now?
Stay away from me. Please! Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me!
Wendy.
Stay away!
Darling, light of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
That wasn't funny.
Really?
No, that was hilarious.
I liked it a lot. I mean, it wasn't too much yuckles, but it had its moments. Sorry, I didn't have the headphones on for about 10 seconds. I thought we were off air. Lovely. Professional. All right, folks, you're listening to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
And Kate. Kate, yep. Your last name is what again?
It doesn't matter. I'm just Kate.
You're just Atomic Kate. We'll go with that.
All right, that's fine.
That's how I like it. You can listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Find archives of the show in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. These other two chuckleheads have other Twitter accounts of their own, but that's not what's important here. Papa's Basement, that's where the action's at. If I said at Atomic Kate and at Billy Basil, Those would pale in comparison to the at Papa's Basement. But there I said it, and we can move forward as a people. Well, I feel like we haven't done this show in 2 weeks, which I know is impossible because we do the show every week, every Saturday.
But you do the show every week.
I feel like I haven't seen you guys. I feel like you were out snowboarding, which is cool, and I'm actually just busting your balls for the hell of it. Please don't just stare at me with that horrible, we're married, I'll withhold sex from you. Yeah,
I just don't even have to be here at all. So
no, you don't. So I thank you for it, and hope you had fun on the slopes.
I did. It was awesome.
Good.
By snowboarding, do you mean doing a line off of Pants' boner?
Come here and do a line off Pants' boner. What? That's
just... She's laughing that hard because she did that at one time in her life.
How did you know? Okay, and Will, your sins are less forgivable, but you're recording for your band.
Wait, less forgivable? You mean more forgivable?
I don't know. Something about the band that you change the name of every week.
I don't know. I changed it once.
Mouse Rat to what is it now?
That was not a name.
To Snowboner.
What is your current band name? The band that you refuse to promote on our airwaves.
Because we haven't got the websites up and running yet. So I don't
want to
like guide people to like half-assed websites.
Don't you have a MySpace like every band ever?
Yeah, but again, it's like we haven't really done anything with it because no one uses MySpace anymore.
A Facebook? Can they like you?
Yeah, but
can
again,
they tweet
like,
you?
I want to get like the art and everything finalized.
Oh my God.
Maybe we could play something.
I respect this.
Really?
He's not trying to promote half-assery.
Yeah. Like, why am I going to tell people, hey, come look at something that's not even half complete?
Guess it doesn't run in the family. But I can forgive you, too, because you said you did go to an adult establishment later and you found an Asian chick with huge natural boobs, which that's quite the discovery.
Hey.
Yeah.
And she liked my hog, so.
How?
All's well that
why?
Ends well.
Did it actually make a cameo appearance or what?
No. This place doesn't have, like, sectioned off quote-unquote champagne rooms like Vixen's.
So what?
Which is the greatest invention ever.
Did she just like karate chop her way up your pants leg starting at the knee and finally hit it and go like,
no,
oh, like,
I don't wear underwear and she's giving me a lap dance. So do the math.
Oh, so sorry. No speak English.
Jesus.
And that was said.
Yes.
Wow. Well, good for you. The Periscope earned rave reviews. I don't know.
She did.
I don't think I've ever had that comment. For me, it kind of like...
You know, she also wanted money. I'm just going to put that out there. I knew you were guys, and you just want to believe that it was totally...
Like, I love Will. Most don't say that.
I love Will and his intelligence level, but he is the master of that stripper really liked me. If that were a martial art, he would be an 8th-degree black belt in it.
Dude, I've gotten mine.
Exactly.
Well above and beyond the Call of Duty.
He has.
The truth is, they do. I mean, not like, oh, I want to date you, but like... If they don't find you physically repulsive, I mean, who do you think they'd rather dance for, me or some like old fat dude with glasses?
No, I'll agree with that.
I'm young, you know, I'm in good shape.
Vigorous, virile, and potent.
You don't have open wounds on your face. Yeah.
I do sometimes. I like them. When I scratch myself when I sleep. They've healed now, thankfully. I'm like Natalie Portman in Black Swan.
Oh, what was that? Her shtick? She just picked herself raw?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you never saw it?
Like
I am tonight, actually.
She's kind of crazy, and like, there's all these fantasies where like she's just like peeling her skin off.
You know which one scene that I've seen?
The one you can
download on countless torrent sites. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It involves Mila Kunis and thigh highs.
Exactly. Yeah. Making like Natalie Portman's Kelso.
No, that was like... I don't know. You have to sit through like an hour, maybe hour and a half.
There's like all
point.
This crap movie around that scene, and I don't know why they just didn't make that scene like an hour and a half.
Well, I went with
movie.
Allison, so I was like, yeah, whatever. Else you want to go see it, fine. And then like, you know, that perked me up for a bit. I didn't really like it. I don't know. There's too much of the like CGI, like I'm crazy fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
Screw it.
It's very. It's like a poor man's Machinist.
Really? Ah, yeah. I might have to abort and go to another one then. I was supposed to see it tonight, but screw that.
Tonight?
Yeah.
It's been out for like 3 months.
Yeah, but we made plans to see it. And
who's we?
Oh, being a person who wants to see it.
A twat.
Part of the TWAT Airlines?
Gosh,
perhaps.
I saw it when it like hadn't even been wide released yet. I was into it when it was underground,
okay.
Man.
All right, Indie Joe. Let's talk about what everyone needs to talk about here.
Snowmageddon. Snowocalypse.
Yeah, Snowpocalypse. Whatever you want to call it. I will call it the storm that drained me of any last shred of respect I had for the citizens of this area.
You stole that from me.
Did I really?
Yes.
When
or I said the same. I don't know. I expressed the same sentiment. Maybe it was just a month.
I'm going to go with convergent.
Great
minds
brothers.
Think alike.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'll get into why, but oh, man.
Well, if I did take that from you, you're quite the wordsmith.
What a sad state of affairs that was.
Oh, my effing God. For those listening who don't live in D.C., Wednesday afternoon, it was reported we would be getting snow during the evening commute. Right, Will? It was,
reported like a week prior.
Yeah, everybody knew we were getting snow. Well, everybody knew we were getting snow starting at 4 p.m.
Yeah. And everyone, because we don't get a ton of snow, everyone has a snow boner, a snowner, whatever you want to call it.
Snowner.
A snowner. Everyone has a snow boner whenever there's like a bit of snow on the horizon. It's every news story. God bless TOP. They do some good reporting. But, oh, they get the biggest, wettest gash going whenever snow's on the horizon.
It's fear-mongering.
Yeah, they love it. I mean, they can't have terrorism and death in the area, so snow's the next best thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if they could, the Pentagon would blow up again, but they can't. So we got the snow. And when did we first hear about this then? I guess, like you said, previous week, and for about 2 days before Monday, Tuesday, they're nursing their little snow chubbies against their tight jeans.
Yeah, and they'd also predicted snow like once, if not twice, in the days leading up to it, and they'd been wrong.
Yeah, I remember the forecasts like in a couple days prior, because I realize you can't really forecast these things far in advance, but a couple
really?
Days prior,
the
they
farmers
I felt
almanac
like they were getting
out an entire year.
Is there anything more half-assed? Well, Gopher stuck his head out.
Gonna be weather this year.
I mean, what the hell?
The sun will be shining sometimes.
I eviscerated my cow, and its entrails told me thusly. I mean, what the hell is the Farmer's Almanac doing around this day and age? But whatever. God bless them, selling their snake oil. So yeah, for a couple days in advance, we're just hearing snow. Ish.
Gonna be a little snow here, covering their ass. There. And then at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, we're gonna start getting some snow. And the government decides to close early, which, all right, send everybody home early because of the snow.
Yeah, well, because it snowed in the morning, too. Because I woke up at like 4 a.m. to go to the gym.
It was sleety in the morning. It wasn't even really good snow.
Why, please, before you try to get away with that statement like a thief in the night. Please don't say wake up at 4 a.m. like you wake up every day at 4 a.m. like you're going to plow your goddamn fields afterwards.
Oh, no, that's my afternoon nap.
Thank you. You sleep from when till 4 a.m.?
That night, maybe like 11 or 12. Like I was about to, because I was at mom's house that night.
Okay, so you bang out 4 hours, you wake up at 4 a.m., you lift, and you go back to bed from when till when?
If I'm lucky. That's the whole reason I got stuck.
Okay.
Because school closed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I teach kids mostly.
All right. We'll get to that in a bit. I want to establish that people know that snow's on the horizon. The government sends its people home early.
Yep.
And at about 4 p.m. when the roads are, you know, normally kind of glutted in this area because we live in an S-hole that is just will choke you to death with traffic and kill your very soul. Like, They're always packed about then, but right.
What's up there?
Yeah, it's
even
usually
before. Sometimes after 3. Man.
I would say 3 onward. Yeah. You're
3:30,
playing.
There's traffic.
Because that's when the HOV rules kick in, and that like instantly f's things.
You're playing
up.
On borrowed time, traveling anywhere in this area between like after 3 until what?
Midnight.
6.
Yeah. No, like
6 or 7.
I'd say 7:30.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some roads like even 66 West, man, that can stay bad. Like,
oh, that'll
to
be
8
bad
until
8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really depends on the road.
95, same thing.
Long story
man.
Short, we live in a horrible, stifling.
It's up there, man, with New York and L.A.
Ridiculous. I think we have the crown now. I could be wrong. I think we have.
I mean, LA's got to be worse, but.
Mm-mm-mm.
And we used to talk about sheer volume because L.A. has like as bad traffic, and it's got like. You know, the 101 or whatever it is. It's like 10 lanes on either
side. It's actually got an infrastructure built for its volume.
Yeah.
We are still set up to move horses up and down the C&O Canal and like nothing more.
Yeah, like I think our roads have been in existence since before D.C. was the capital and it was like a slave trading hub or something.
I was
going to
say, our roads were built by black people on the cheap, if you know what I'm saying. And I think you do. We own them. Okay. 4 p.m. rolls around. And snow starts coming down. And in one of the little bits of defense...
Immediately, I dash out of my car, dishing it in the middle of the road.
Well, in defense of the citizens of this area...
There is no defense for the citizens of this area.
Let me give them two... Come on. OJ had some Dream Team lawyers. Let me help him out a little bit. It was coming down pretty damn quickly, right?
Yeah, and it was sticking,
It did. It did.
And
it was very sticky and wet. Yes.
What was...
And I'd just like to add that I saw that when I was leaving my apartment to go to work.
What?
Like, just the snow coming down like a mother effer.
Yeah.
And I still chose to go out because I don't mind driving in it.
Well, because you have, you know.
Because you know how to drive in it, probably.
Yeah.
And never in a million years did I anticipate
what
was about to happen.
Yeah, what was going to go down.
I've lived here most of my life.
I knew it was going to be bad. I had no idea it was going to be that bad.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
What was bad? The snow that was...
It was all sticky and wet.
Thank you. Okay. So you stick your head out, and this sticky, wet snow is just pouring.
So dirty snow. And
dirty, poor snow. But it's...
Snow that smells like you just popped open a can of Starkist tuna.
Oh, okay. All right. The snow was scentless, people.
The snow did not smell.
Snow did not smell all like right. Bad pussy. So it's coming down at a good clip. And not only that, but what was really bizarre, thunder. Thunder with
that
the
was
snow.
Cool.
That was like
really
the
cool.
One saving grace.
And
like,
then the
later
Transformers
on.
Blowing up. That even just added to it. That was awesome.
Oh, you saw like some
oh,
actual...
Oh, yeah, the sky just lights up blue and then all the lights go out.
Dude, the sky was sort of like red and green every time the lightning hit.
Why are you making it sound like Ghostbusters?
Because that was like
really
the only
Because I saw
cool
the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Other than seeing how pathetic humanity is, the other highlight of my wasted evening, or whole day, was just seeing the sky light up like a mother effer.
It was pretty awesome.
Like, you've never seen anything like that on 4th of July.
Okay.
You didn't catch any of that?
No. I mean, for me, it was just snow coming down, and I work. I had to go to the famous, the amazing, the timeless WJFK. I had a shift from 7 to 11, and I was calling my good buddy Othello, who works there. He kind of schedules everyone. I called him multiple times beforehand during the afternoon, like, Oates, do I really have to come in? Like, you know what's going down tonight. And he's like, yeah, it's just snow. Who gives a crap? We're doing a show. I'm like, I don't like where this is going, but I guess we gotta. So I drive in, and I decide, I typically leave at 6:30 to get there at about 6:50. If you want to know.
That's kind of pushing it.
Really? No, it's not.
You never hit, like, any traffic?
That's with traffic in the mix.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, because my show that I work on, that I'm a little helper elf on, that starts at 7. So because of the snow and because I was just bored as hell around the house, I'm like, screw it, I'll leave at like 4:30. I don't care. I'll get mine. I'm getting out of here. Because if I didn't go in, it would just be poor drab t-shirt Matt Cahill, who's like the nicest dude around those parts. Just a really, really decent dude. And if I'm not there, someone's got to be there. They got to have some chicken pecking at the...
I was going to say, just a chicken a la Homer.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
Queenie.
Queenie. Then you give him a good home. Yeah, some Queenie got to be sitting behind that console pressing those buttons. And if Drab can't go home because I didn't show up, Drab doesn't stay in there.
That's like the dude at my gym who works a late shift.
Yeah.
There's always some dude, like, not wanting to get up at 5 a.m. to relieve him. So he ends up stuck there, like, an extra hour or whatever every
day. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. God. It's just not right. Like, had it been automation, I would have said, peace out, you guys, F you. I'm not going in on this. You know, I make, what, 10 an hour there. It's crap hole. But I'm not going to leave one of my friends just stranded
there. Yeah, you got to relieve the person. All right.
So I head in at 4:30, and the instant I hit highway, I'm just stuck.
Oh, you mean you made it to the highway, clearly?
I had to cut through, like, all residential. Like, on all residential roads, I was decent. Any kind of remotely, like, thoroughfare type thing, it was, I would say, like, to a factor of 10, you know, the waiting time.
I would have thought the second you turn, like, Stringfellow, like, right outside your neighborhood would be backed up.
Poplar Tree was backed
up. Oh, yeah, whatever it is, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Poplar Tree was backed up.
I spent most of my life there, and I don't know its name.
Yeah, Poplar Tree was backed up to the point, like, a trip that usually takes me, I want to say, 90 seconds, right? 2 minutes?
To get to 50?
Yeah, no, just to cross Stringfellow. That took about 25 minutes.
The point being that all over the area, people who have 8-mile commutes, it would take them 8 to 9 hours.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just... This was before the heavy volume, the 5 p.m. mother effers getting out.
Yeah.
This was just people freaking out in the snow in ways I've never seen.
And I thought, you know, oh, yeah, it's going to be bad because people can't drive in the snow and whatever.
People are idiots. People are just simple in this area and they panic.
You've never seen it.
I left Tyson's at 4 p.m.
Oh, God, you were with me then.
Yeah, it was a mess. I get on International Drive, you know, a pretty big road. Nobody's moving. It took me 3 to 4 hours to go 1 mile.
In my defense, no one moves there anyway. Tyson, that could be like the worst place.
It is a mess generally. But, you know, I was expecting some traffic, but it just really, there was nobody moving anywhere. And I get up to a major intersection, which is International and what is the first one? Yeah, 123. And there's just a car in the middle of the intersection, abandoned.
Story of the night.
It's 2 hours into the snow.
Don't even start me on
the
abandoned.
This thing has been... clearly in the intersection for some time because the windows are completely covered with snow.
You know
nobody's
why?
In it.
Because they were smart and they realized it was time to smash open people's heads and feast on the goons.
Thank you, Kenny Brocklestein.
But it's like, we were only, you know, a few hours into, now I realize a few hours into this, but this is an area where your commute can take a few hours even without snow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's already a car that's just been abandoned in the middle of an intersection.
That person
what
should
blows
be executed.
Me away, before any of the abandoned car S kicked in, it was worse than I've ever seen it. Even before anything like felled trees
I
got in the
mix.
Yeah,
and that's why I can't figure out why it got so bad so fast.
I'll tell you why. Because there were people.
Tell me, I want to know, seriously.
Like you mentioned, abandoning the cars, but when I was leaving, I was on 7 near you, but I was heading west. I guess you were heading south.
Yeah, I was trying to cut south on Gallows.
So you probably are worse than me if you're going on the Beltway and all that stuff.
I didn't even hit
Gallows,
the Beltway.
Yeah. But when I was going, and again, I mean, I know most people don't know where these highways are, but I turned on a Route 7, which is a major highway. And then to get where I live, I normally take kind of like a countryish back road, windy, you know, one lane either way.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people do.
As Dueling Banjos plays in the background.
I got onto it, and I see a line of cars, you know, in front of a hill, and I'm like, oh, did someone get stuck? Or at first I thought it was just traffic, because this road can, even though it's like, you know, kind of backwards.
Yeah. Okay.
People take it to avoid like the toll road or whatever.
And this is before their actual abandoned
vehicles.
This
is at 5 p.m.
So did somebody get stuck? What happened?
People, I guess the guy in front couldn't make it up the hill or didn't even try, because I went into the opposite lane, went around all of them, and tried to get up the hill.
First step to failing is trying.
But yeah, I didn't see any tire tracks on that damn hill. So this guy just decided, F it, I'm not even going to try. And there was like 9 people behind him just like
sitting there
twiddling their thumbs, like, just like, okay, this is what we do. If a car in front of me is not moving, I sit here and I wait for that car to move. And not only that, people waiting to turn on the road, they weren't trying
either. People
are so
passive, it's disgusting.
So they were literally...
No, wait a minute. At that point, yes, you should just pull around. If you think your car is going to make it up the hill, pull around him. But at a later point in the evening when the roads really were messy...
Yeah.
Don't try and pull around the guy who can't make it up the hill and then get your car stuck going up
the wrong way.
I did it. So I couldn't get up this hill. But, you know, so then I, you know, went into reverse.
I got out of the way.
Went backwards into, like, a, you know, another intersecting street.
Yeah.
Which all this is done in a rental car that I didn't purchase the insurance for.
So if I hit house money,
I'm effed. Yeah. But these people, they didn't turn around. That's what I didn't get. Like,
yeah,
no one turned around. They were just sitting there like, oh, I'll wait it out. Because snow falling and accumulating rapidly.
Okay, so I ended up on another, I ended up on Graham. I don't know if you guys know where that is. Anyway, it's a small,
windy road. Yeah, off of
Falls
Church.
Yeah, and it's hilly. And I pulled down it trying to get home. And a guy is actually standing in the intersection. He's walking.
Help me.
No, he's standing in the intersection, and he's trying to tell everybody coming down this road.
My children.
I was going to say, face smeared in blood.
What do I do?
He's walking up to the shopping center, and he's stopping. Like, everybody coming down the street, he's like, don't go down the street. There's a bunch of cars stuck. You're not going to make it. They haven't done anything to the street. He's telling all these people, and the people are like.
And then he immediately falls down.
Just revs it up and runs him over. Like, I don't want to
kill the soothsayer.
And the people who are in the cars are like, yeah, that's nice. And they just go right past him.
He's out of his vehicle. Clearly he's insane.
This man doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just like roll up the window, like creepy man, creepy man.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah, so, and people keep pulling down. And so he tells me, he's like, I don't know why they keep pulling down. I'm like, I'm turning around. How was that?
He just spat in his face.
Spat in his face, like revved up my car and went boom, knocked him over, got him out of the way,
screams
down the street.
And that was the worst thing. Because it's like, obviously, all the major arteries were effed. Because that's what everyone went on. That's why I went on when I figured out the side streets were clogged.
Yeah.
But it's like all these roads you don't normally think of as like exceptionally hilly or windy.
Yeah.
Suddenly
once
you realize
they were. Yeah, you realize like every little bump counts.
And that's a really tricky in our area because Northern Virginia actually is pretty hilly. There's a lot of roads like that.
And I was in Reston, and anyway, I tried to go to my house, someone was stuck or blocked. So I kept constantly just... I had to wait 2.5 hours for some anuses who got in an accident. Like, I swear to God, they didn't move their cars. I was on 7
Why
West.
Would they? Why would you move your cars out of the way?
Before any of it got really bad, though, I'm still astounded just how volume plus a little snow before anything came down and actually blocked these roads physically, I'm still disgusted by, like, how much people slowed down. Seemingly because, for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Just the hell of it.
Dude,
you don't even need
hard.
Snow to make that happen in this area.
I mean, what
you just
me?
Need one a-hole
do people,
who's just like, I'm going to drive slow.
Do people not comprehend And more than anyone else, it was the goddamn soccer moms in their four-wheel drive SUVs. Do people not comprehend that momentum is your friend in the snow?
No.
The instant you go down to like 2 miles an hour.
But braking while going uphill makes me feel safer.
Safe. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, no, like, step on it, mother effer, step on
it. The ground is white, and I've eclipsed the 10-mile mark.
No, like John and I talked about this. Like, there's so many times.
They acted like they were breaking the sound barrier if they went over that.
I was stuck behind some a-hole woman like with four-wheel drive. And I was just tailgating like a mother effer, and I'd lay on my horn. I'm like, hurry up. If you don't move, I am going to get stuck. You
like,
might not,
oh,
but
yeah.
I will.
A scary and this man is what, from before who was out of his car.
There's a guy hunting me. I can't get out of my car. No, and this is, I leave a lot of space between, you know, me and the car ahead of me. And then you've got a-holes who are pulling around, cutting in front of me or other people who are trying to give a safe space. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I need that space because this jerk is
going
2 miles an hour.
No, you're going too slow, man. I'm
trying
to get
home. This jerk is
going
2 miles an hour, and I need to gun it to get up this hill. And I'm not going to rear-end them.
Oh, I almost
Jersey Shore comes on at 9, man.
I got to get home for this.
I almost beached my car at least a couple times in some snowbanks because I had to dart around some a-holes. Like, I just couldn't take it anymore. They're going 5 miles an hour. I'm like, you're going to kill me.
It's ridiculous.
When I was talking about, you know, like when I went on that first country road, I got stuck. I was going straight. When I turned around and someone, you know, was waiting for me to pass because they're making a left and that road is in one lane either way. Mm-hmm. And some ass in like an Audi or something just like, you know, tried to go around to the right off the road to the person, you know, waiting for me making a left and just ate it so hard, like just ditched out. It's great.
Like the only good thing about them going that slowly is if they ever did cause you to like crash, you could chase after them like a 28 days later zombie. Like, just put your damn head through the windshield and scream. Blood spurting everywhere. Oh, God.
I don't understand what is so hard about gun it to get up the hill and then use caution going down the hill because you're going to need wherever you can actually
physics
break, you're going to need to
break. My brain hurt.
I know, right.
I don't even break going downhill. You just grip that like a NASCAR.
Well,
driver.
If you got someone in front of you, you got to
ever watch Cool Runnings? Enjoy.
That's why you got to work out the forearms.
This is my luge down Gallows Road.
So anyway, after I was stuck for 2.5 hours, not moving at all, this is why I was on the phone with like John and our mom and everyone. John
you mean
on the radio.
Hysterical Maria?
And literally was, not moving.
Like she could literally hear me pipe up now and again behind the mic as I tried very, very selfishly to claw my way on air as much as possible.
I finally heard you on the radio, so that was kind of cool.
Awesome.
But even though I was like on the verge of urinating in my gym water bottle.
we got calls
I'm
all
so
night.
Glad I went before I left.
There were actually two calls that we got over and over throughout the night. One was I peed in a bottle, and the other is, and this is a real insight to how the people in this area
I
operate.
Ate my children?
No. I left to buy a sixer and then drank it in the car. And they would always then correct themselves to be like,
oh,
I
had
only
one.
Had one.
I heard some of those.
I only had one. It's like, oh, you mean the one legal beer behind the wheel. Continue, sir. Yeah. That's how alcoholic everyone in this area is. Their first thought is, wait, daddy ain't getting home to his medicine in time. Let's drink it in the car.
Yes, because alcohol will help alleviate the situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, God forbid you get an ounce of food or anything. Just drink it up.
See, the worst part is I was stuck on a stretch that wasn't near anything. I was, like, kind of close to a 7-Eleven, but not really.
No, I passed a lot of things.
You were, like, in a dense area. I was, like, you know, headed out to the country.
Yeah, because I ended up passing a lot of shopping centers.
Dude, you should have just left your car and, like, gone to Tyson's.
I actually thought about that, but I thought, surely, it's been four hours for me
to,
like, surely I can make it home. Over nine hours later.
No, you beat me. I had 6.5.
Yeah, I had 9 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, to the people that didn't live in the area, what happened was it snowed to a crawl. And you should have shot me for that pun on sight. Yeah, it snowed your crawl, everybody. And then once that happened, I guess the thunderstorm winds and just how much snow came down so quickly, like it created so much weight. A lot of trees got yanked down.
Well, no, that's the worst thing.
It weighed them into oblivion.
The area literally got dumber.
So basically what happened was on every single road, some a-hole got in an accident or abandoned their car and just completely blocked traffic.
Yeah. And then a tree fell.
And normally
tree
during
fell,
the snow,
abandoned cars.
if you're on a major highway, you know, cars are going over them regularly enough that the snow melts. It doesn't stick. The road stays heated up.
Yeah.
People drive over it. But everyone was stuck so much that the snow accumulated around them.
Yeah.
And plows couldn't get through. So,
yeah,
no, what's a plow going to do? He's not grave digger. He's not just going to push these things to the
they
side.
Every
they
time. I know.
they needed like a lead plow with just a cow catcher on the front, like parting the traffic. Yeah.
They should have like gotten that vehicle from the end of, was it Dawn of the Dead, the remake?
Oh, God. Second Dawn reference of the day. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, where it's just like a giant truck with a big metal, like, zombie deer crew.
No, Land of the Dead. Land of the Dead, the one with Dennis Hopper, right?
No, Dawn of the Dead, Ving Rhames.
Oh, God. Land had one, too. These are not original movies.
Really?
Yeah, take this.
Dead Reckoning.
Curious. Right?
The zombie plowing principle and just apply it to idiots.
Plowing science, which, while in its infancy.
And yeah. I had to still walk the last mile to my house, which
Are you kidding me?
Really?
No, because knowing my neighborhood, I was not surprised that was going to happen. But there was a cop car blocking off one road.
Oh, you're not getting Atomic Cake. It's Koreatown.
There was a cop car blocking the road. There was actually a live wire down on the road that I walked home on. And as I was walking home, a guy passed me.
That didn't like
going,
shock you immediately. Like I figured that would like carry through the snow and kill everything. And like
I was just saying, there's sparking
air between the particles.
Yeah,
really?
So I just sat there parking, and so I'm walking home, and a guy passes me going the other way, because I still have another little Korean mart to pass on my way home. Now he's like, are you trying to go to the 7-Eleven? I was like, no, I'm just trying to get home. And he's like, oh, because they're closed. I'm like, why are you out here when the power is out? Because the power has been out, you know, for hours now in my neighborhood.
Because I was on my way to
going
pick
to the
7-Eleven,
hoping that it's going to be open. Like, what?
For your monster dong.
No, that was the worst part. Like, I finally made it to my gym because that area actually had been plowed. And so I got to pee after like holding for like 5 hours or something. And then I was like, oh, I'll go to like Baja Fresh or something.
No.
They all tapped out.
Yeah.
Except for my gym, which is the most awesome place in the world.
And then my power was out until 4 p.m. the next day, which I'm thankful it came on at 4 p.m. and not later. And I went to the coffee shop. I called up the coffee shop. I'm like, are you guys open? Because they're in a different area. I get over there. Their power's out. It went down like a half an hour before I got there. I'm like, you mother.
Wow.
Did they still try to serve you food?
Actually, I know the guy there.
Buy a wrap before it goes bad.
No, they don't. They don't sell food like that. But I know the guy there, and he was really sweet. He was like, we can give you drip coffee. I usually get like a latte or what, you know, because I'm frou-frou like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, we can get you drip coffee.
Is
I can
it served
put,
to you
I
by
can
a colored person?
Cocoa.
As you
no,
call
it is served to me by a Korean man.
Oh, okay.
Because I live in Koreatown.
Okay.
Oh.
No, but he's really sweet. He was like offering me all sorts of things. And I was like, oh, it's all right, man. My day is already shot. This just,
wow.
This, I'm going home again to freeze.
Is our last day on Earth, Atomic Kate?
I went home where it was a balmy 57 degrees by the middle of the day. It was pretty awesome.
Wow.
I warmed it up in there. Yeah.
So where was Pants?
Pants actually made it to work.
Wait, do you guys live together or not?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So he went to work. I stayed home because I wasn't sure my car would really do that well.
Well, no, I meant like during the traffic. Like, did he get home after
he
you?
He got home. He lives with me in Koreatown. But he works just like 5 miles away in Springfield, so his commute wasn't that bad. It still took him like 2 hours.
Pants came home with a 10-point buck slung over his shoulder.
Oh, he came home to the
deer blood running down a 6-pack.
Let me tell you how
awesome
he is. I
provided for you, m'lady.
It's almost that way because he got home, obviously, long before I did, because I didn't get home until like 1 a.m. He got home, and he made soup. Like, we have a gas stove, so we could have soup.
Wow.
He made soup. He had everything ready for me. It was awesome.
What kind of job was given to Pants after this? What? Hand blow what?
Oh, I went to bed.
Oh, my God. She just, like, spit in the soup and stir it in, like, color purple and just walk away.
That would be great. She came home. He was just, like, passed out with his pants around his ankles, like, lotion and tissues nearby. Like, porn running on a loop in the
background. I thought you died.
No, that's how awesome he is, because it was just a mess. And then my mom calls me like three times. My mom lives in
Catherine.
Florida. My mom calls me like three times. I'm like, Mom, I'm driving. I cannot talk to you now.
Yeah,
and she's like, oh, okay, well, call me when you get home. And then she calls me again. I'm like, Mom, I'm not home yet. Are you okay? I'm talking to you, aren't I?
Yeah. Is mom in sunny Florida still?
Yeah, she's in Florida. Yeah. Well, but she hears all this on the news, and she panics, and she calls me like, Mom, I'm trying to drive in it. I can't really talk to you.
My own experience, like Will said, I managed to get to the studio, and we took calls for about 5 hours of people just trapped in their vehicles, eventually abandoning them half the time because they're children. And I'm really excited to report, by the way, that those that abandoned their vehicles...
You got ticketed.
Oh, like mother effers, apparently.
Good.
Like, huge tickets.
Excellent.
Yeah, no, I saw, like, when I was driving to work Thursday, I guess.
If you didn't run out of gas... Like, I guess
even
that's
if you ran out of the gas,
you know what? You're right.
You know you're running out of gas. Pull over to the side. I pulled into a park. I was about to abandon my car and walk 5.5 miles to get home.
And then you're like, I got to go on that Saturday.
No.
And if I do.
No, I pulled into a parking lot to abandon my car.
There you go.
Like, what was so hard
like
about that?
Like an old cat going down to die. You crawled under the bed.
I found a space to die next to a van.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I couldn't get to my apartment, which was much closer to where I was, and instead I had to go to my mom's house, was because when I finally found like a plowed road that would lead me like pretty much next to where I live.
Yeah.
You know, again, someone came out and stopped me. He's like, yeah, you can't go forward. People just abandon their cars everywhere.
It's just...
In both lanes, no less. It's a two-lane road.
So you
can't
get through.
And I look ahead, and yeah, there's two mother effers. They abandon their cars, and like right
next to each other,
too, so you can't go in between.
Oh, a-holes. Oh, yeah.
Dude, they should have just destroyed them, found them,
and executed
them.
Seriously, if I had a plow, I would just plow them off. Yeah. Oh, did you hear about there was a guy that got hit by a plow? That was really sad.
Did he die?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it right after he warned you not to go down the hill?
Yeah, pretty much. And I was in my truck with the plow on the front and something happened to him. I don't know, but it turned out he died and it was really sad.
Was he in a car or what?
No, he was walking. And you know he's walking on the road because the sidewalk. I'm sure that's what happened, but yeah, I heard about it. And I was like, well, that's got to suck.
His head just went off like the end of Scanners.
I understand walking on the road because you can't get through on the sidewalks, but on the other hand, do not
do. Are they going to play Plowed by Sponge at a funeral?
I liked it.
But don't do what these idiots did that I saw. So there's one side. Everybody's stuck on one side of this road. I'm going down. Yeah. Going the other direction. It's pretty clear. And so there's two guys walking in the middle of the road. Now there's a car coming. And you can see the headlights. Do they move over to the side of the road? No.
Why?
They continue walking directly to the car's headlights.
Like a deer.
And I'm thinking to myself, physics, again, if that car cannot stop on this snow, if the snow is so bad that you're walking in it and you're like, oh, this is horrible, the car is not going to be faring much better.
That's the mentality that led to this whole situation.
Nothing bad can happen to me. Society has fixed everything.
It's all about me.
Yeah. I don't have to think. I'm taking care of.
They didn't even buy. And so the car had to pull around them. I'm like, you have.
Dude,
oh
I would have ran them over, man.
I know. I wanted
to. No, there's one time I was going up Barron Cameron because everyone else is getting stuck on this hill. And I made it in my little two-wheel drive rent-a-car by flooring it.
Mm-hmm.
But some stupid China woman, you know, like they pushed someone up. And then like when it was my turn.
Sorry. No speak English.
And, you know, I was gunning it. She, like, gets right in front of me, pointing to the left, like, oh, go that way. I was like, bitch, if you get in my way, I will kill you and I will speed off.
My car is moving and it's not stopping.
Like, thanks for the tip. Point me to the one side that looks exactly the same as the other side because it's all an effing mess. I think she's maybe pointing for me to turn around because, like, the people were getting stuck were making U's there.
Yeah.
It's like, F it. Oh. I'm going for it.
Yeah, I also want to point out that there were people in their fancy little cars getting stuck. And I have I don't want to call it crappy. I really like my car, but I have a little Golf with the front wheel drive.
I have
wheel drive.
Yeah.
And,
none of us are wheeling
big I didn't get stuck.
I didn't
except
once.
At the
it's
very
all
end.
All how you drive.
Yeah.
And I remember right before I gunned it up that hill, I was talking to some soccer mom in a minivan. She's like, we should set a precedent.
Were you MILF Hunter?
Dude, I was everybody's best friend because I was the only, like, one of the few who had the balls to actually get out of their car and see why the hell we were just waiting here for no reason.
Yeah.
And, like, I was telling John.
Oh, you mean the government wasn't going to send choppers for you eventually?
Come like on. They'll save me.
You just lie back and close your eyes like Dutch.
Covered in soot.
And, like, when I walked back to my car, everybody's window rolled down. It's like, so what's going on? What's the news?
Man from the future. How did you get out?
Moses, what is inscribed in your tablet?
Can you part the cars, the sea of cars?
I was just like, mother effer, why don't you get out of your car? Because, oh, God forbid we get our feet wet and get a little bit cold. It's so comfy in our little heated boxes.
Yeah, our little heated coffins, our tombs, our eventual tombs as the carbon monoxide builds.
Because your snow covers us and then it's everything's just this grayish haze.
But anyway, like to get back to this woman, you know, she's saying like, well, people just build up enough momentum and you don't start at the bottom of the hill. And everything she was saying was making sense. But that's such a gut
feeling.
Sounds
like the goddamn lyrics to Love Train.
Like, you know, I bet after I gunned it, that woman tried it and just got stuck. There's no way in hell I was going to actually, like, stop and go back.
Of course not.
Yeah, I got stuck once. And the exact reason I got stuck, a mile from my house, and then a couple of very, very nice kids came out and helped me push it into a parking space because I wasn't going to leave it in the middle of the road. I don't know. They might have been Middle Eastern. I'm not sure, though.
What else could they have been?
I'm not going to say that because they weren't.
Well, Middle Eastern.
I know that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Asia Minor.
Yeah, so the only time I got stuck.
How many cat furs did they need to?
I traded them some beads. The only reason I got stuck is because there was a van stuck. Like, I couldn't go down the road I was planning on going down. And I had to go up a hill, and there was a van stuck, so I couldn't gun it because there was a car in front of me. And then that's when my car got stuck. But then they helped me push it into a parking space instead of me leaving it in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
You know how I didn't leave it in the middle of the road?
I was so convinced that's how my night was going to end. Like, I was convinced, again, to bring it back to Dawn of the Dead. You know how, like, just no matter what, they couldn't outrun the zombies. Yeah. It was only just a matter of time until they got caught. But you just try to keep moving because it, like, pacifies you psychologically.
Yeah, you're doing
because you
something.
Gotta try and
you're
do
not
something.
Just sitting there waiting to die.
I was just so convinced, like, it would end in tragedy. That I would not make it to my place or my mom's place. And that, like, I was going to have to walk, like, God knows how far.
Can someone explain to me why you would buy a rear-wheel drive Jeep?
Yeah.
Why on earth you would possibly need a rear-wheel drive
Aren't
Jeep?
Aren't all Jeeps four-wheel drive?
No, not all of them.
Really?
You can get a two-wheel drive Jeep, but I would assume they had front-wheel drive, like most normal cars.
Oh, I know that model. It's the Jeep PUS. All right. Well, yeah, just to wrap it up, I mean, it was, if you weren't here, it is a debacle you will never comprehend. It was really, like, have you ever seen Life After Man?
No. Oh, yes.
Where it's just, like, it's abandoned cars and anarchy reigns and we're all gone, but you can see the remnants. It looked like Life After Man.
Independence Day, where they're all, like, trying to get out of New York at once.
Yeah.
And just the roads are clogged.
I'll go with I Am Legend.
I've never seen it.
Independence Day works, too.
Yeah, and it's just people getting out of their cars.
Anything
walking.
With Will Smith? Is that where we're going?
Yeah. Reminds me of this Fresh Prince episode.
The one where Ashley ran away from home.
Yeah.
A very special one.
And Uncle Phil killed a man with a snowplow.
All right.
Yeah, so
new topic.
Yeah, we got one more topic. I figured this one would carry us pretty goddamn far, and it did. We've got about 10 minutes before
The rage! The rage! Oh!
I mean, people are not intelligent, and I'm not saying I'm goddamn Mensa material here.
No, but the fact that they would just give up and die.
Yeah.
Like, that's like you said,
so
it's just so
would.
Passive. Like, I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to get out of my car to see what's going on. I'm just going to sit and wait and hope something works out.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same mentality that carries you through your life. Like, I'm going to work this assy job, but one day I'll win the lotto. One day I'll actually find a job I like. No, you won't.
One day I'll make it in radio.
What?
Huh?
Oh.
Wow.
A cheap shot.
Just for that, I'm taking this stuffed octopus you brought in, rubbing it on my D.
You already did.
Rip one of the legs off, like, those things on the end of that stuffed crust pizza.
It looks exactly like that, doesn't it?
Everybody wants to numb the octopus.
Probably why I feel an affinity for it.
You want to make love to it because it looks like a pizza.
and just dip it in that salt.
Garlic puss.
All right. Okay. The only other thing I want to discuss is a show that I don't think any of us are watching this year. I could be wrong. Will might secretly be doing this, and possibly Atomic Kate.
Idol?
Idol.
Ugh.
American Idol. Kate.
I have never watched that POS.
That show is terrible.
Okay. Well, I watched Idol, I want to say seasons 2 to 6-ish. Jeez. Somewhere in that block. Why the Jesus? Like I'm the only one.
Quite a hefty chunk. I never paid attention to it. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
Really? Yeah, it's like they've never had any hot chicks.
Well, that isn't where I would go as to why it was terrible. But
what's the only reason for watching terrible TV?
I mean,
okay. Like Rock of Love. At least you have a bunch of like strippers with big implants.
I guess.
And Flavor Love, you got Flavor Flav.
Yeah, but.
For some reason,
I'll put it this way. There's a reason why McDonald's doesn't give you dark meat nuggets anymore.
I get where you're going with that.
Give me the stuffed octopus.
Pretty cool looking, isn't it?
Stop playing with it. I want to play with it.
Okay. All right. There it is. Hitting the mic.
Yeah.
All right. On Idol this year, it's they've dumped Simon Cowell, and I'd just like to say for the record
he left.
When the British yell. Yeah.
When he didn't dump him. He dumped it.
Her. Okay. When he left the British version, it died after 1 year.
Yeah, pretty much.
And this will go the same route because obviously the hosts are not getting paid in magic beans. Those are some people that command some loot.
Except for Randy.
Randy's okay with some dark meat nuggets. As long as they're fried, dog.
Paid in Popeye's coupons.
Okay, that's enough. Just because we didn't walk in
go
past
with churches,
any... Oh God, churches! Come on, now I'm offended. Lines have to be drawn somewhere. Okay, the story of the year thus far is this kid Chris Medina. Did either of you guys see this already?
I don't even know any of the names. Are they down to the final 12 already?
It just started last week.
Oh,
they nursed that hard on for like a month, and then they get to the weeding out process.
You figure they'd speed it up now that they know no one gives an ass.
Mm. No, you kind of want to. I mean, it's your ratings juggernaut. You put all the money into it. You might as well keep it going.
Drag it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Drag it out as long as you can.
Well, like a loveless relationship.
Just like watch for the freaks who suck.
Yeah, the first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I think they cut to Hollywood after that. Usually that's the format. It's like month-ish, I want to say. Long story short, this kid, Chris Medina, comes in. And if you want to know how fake and produced this is, and I haven't seen the show this year. I've quit. Why are you laughing, Kate?
Because all I can think is Funky Cold Medina.
Okay, that...
That was all.
Chris Medina, Funky Cold Medina, walks in. And they immediately focus on a ring dangling from this lad's neck. And they're like...
The purity ring.
Oh, what is that? He explains, it's my girlfriend's ring. We're kind of engaged. Or engaged to be engaged.
It's a promise ring.
And they ask, what happened to the girlfriend? Well... 2 months before they were
there's a heavy
engaged.
Snowfall.
Yeah,
and he got hungry.
Some a-hole in a plow. She, no, you're actually looking at me for a second, like really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so she gets out to warn people not to go down this hill. No, long story short, 2 months before they get engaged, she gets just mashed by some car, and she's still alive, but she looks like Robert De Niro in Awakenings now, where she's like. You know, kind of like she's doing the little T-Rex arms.
Oh, God. So he's getting the pity vote.
Yeah. And not only
that. So she's still alive?
Oh, she's still alive.
And he popped a question afterward?
I believe so.
Wow.
What an
he
ass.
Was like, yeah, I mean, what kind of guy would I be if I left her when she needed me the most?
A smart one?
Yeah. No.
You can take care of her, but why would you want to marry that?
I mean, yeah, stay in the picture, but don't. Doom yourself to that. That's like
don't commit forever.
That's seriously like you are walking up to a property you're about to purchase and just an effing plane full of toxic waste crashes right into it. And
well,
you're like, well,
I said I was gonna buy it.
Can you bring up a picture of them?
I've got a video. We can listen to
and
the
it shows
audio.
Both of them?
I'm just picturing sloth.
Let me see.
Hold on. Let's keep this rolling.
We'd like you to meet Chicago native Chris Medina.
Shut your yapper, Ryan. We're
yo,
gonna keep
what's
flipping.
Up, man?
How's it going?
Hey.
How's it going?
How oh my God, my mouth is freezing.
My name
is
Chris Medina.
Shut nice up, Chris. He looks like one of the fatties from Coheed and Cambria.
If I were to make it to Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay. There.
Wait. Does
Paused
he have a fro?
It.
What?
Kind of. He like if he grew out If I grew out my hair, it would look like Chris Medina hair. You can walk around. Come on. Well,
no, that's all right. I don't really feel like that.
Okay, so this is the lovely lady he's still with. And again, she's okay looking beforehand.
It's like Terry Schiavo with long hair.
Yeah, exactly. But here she is shaking.
It would get her to be happy about something again. I think I would have already won.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll mute it. We don't even need to hear this goddamn audio.
Just show the freak.
Yeah. Here, get on the mic.
All right.
Well, we're going to flip to the freak.
All right. I'm just saying, I don't think he could do much better anyway, so why not?
Well, are you kidding? After Idol?
No, can she talk still? Like, is she coherent?
Like, barely. Like, here, I'll flip it up. This is where they wheel in Schiavo.
Hi.
First of all, I don't think, like, she's got neurological damage, but she's not effing retarded. But listen to how Randy...
My name is Steven.
Yeah. Listen to how
she's dressed. What is your name?
I gotta tell you, man.
You like love in an elevator?
Oh, and thanks for the music in the background, because it wasn't dramatic enough.
No,
now
no,
the music tells me what
crap
to feel.
Yeah.
Well, they play the theme from this Requiem from a Dream.
Some horrible, probably some Daughtry garbage. All right, so they're wheeling in.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it is Daughtry.
I told you.
How are you?
Hey, you.
Like it's
hey
a puppy.
Hey.
Hello.
What's your
how
name?
You doing?
I'm Randy. Hi, how are you?
People do the same thing with strokes.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez.
And she's just shaking. What's really
horrible. I like tacos and burritos.
Like at first they cut and they're shaking her hand and you're like, oh, she can move her hand. And then J-Lo pulls away her hand and the hand just keeps on shaking like it was shaking.
So it's like a dog that doesn't know when to drop its paw after you tell it to
yeah,
shake.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stands
it knows
on three
one
legs
prick and it
she
went on
knows
entirely too
she
long
just can't help it.
Steven Tyler, I just heard your fiancé sing. He's so good.
Nah.
Do you know what fiancé means?
What really gets creepy is Steven then leans in for like not one kiss, kind of on the side of her face, but then he like
starts nuzzling her neck.
He brushes like, the hair away like on the
does
right
his hand
ear
kind of fall over her chest? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Oh. Can't help myself. I'm a toxic twin. And no, and he really like kind of like nuzzles, like you said, for about 5-10 seconds, like he's getting in some new baby smell.
Well, you gotta figure that guy's done it
I
all.
I like
so
the
like,
damaged you know woman smell.
Retard yeah sex is probably like one of the few
that
things he has in his
career. He sings so good because he sings to you.
Yeah, oh God. And there's the jivest line of the night. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for producer who
do
didn't
again,
sample
do again,
this ahead
do it
of
again
time? And,
do it you know again. Do it again.
I could tell.
I love that.
That's why he sings so good because he sings to you.
He sings so good because he sings to
so
you.
So you know this kid's going to make it to like the top 12 and
he's
then
special,
just get, dropped like a cheap coffin by like week 10
or something.
Do you
know if that was my girlfriend, what I would sound like singing? It would be one note the
woo-hoo
whole time. It would be screeching, voice cracking left and right because she can't tell.
Strip us for life, son.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be rapping NWA right in her face, and she wouldn't know any better. She's in a better place now.
You talked over our call.
What call?
Now we'll never know who
exactly
was.
All right. Can we get out of here?
We can pretend it was Steven Tyler.
I think it was probably Nixie, but yeah, you know what? Nixie's like a 5-minute call, and we got to get the hell out right now. Because I think Squire is an intelligent man, and I'm going to gamble that Squire made it to the studio and didn't abandon his vehicle. And if he really did, I feel so bad. I'd feel like such the ass. All right. Well, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. With me today, Will Papa Giorgio. All right, Octavio. Kate? Oh my God, I'm killing both your mics right now just to be safe. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement,
tweet
Will at Billy Basil,
tweet
Kate at Atomic Kate with a C, always with
two
a
C's
C.
Two C's in the middle, Atomic and Kate.
Yeah, that would be Atomic Kate with
yeah
a C.
Yeah, but some people leave out a C. Some people are like Atomic Kate.
Okay.
Yeah. Twice, Atomic 8.
Twice the C for you, m'lady.
That's right, baby.
Until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.